From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Thank you for joining us today. Once again, this is Alan Cairns with you to welcome you to Let the Bible Speak. I hope you'll stay with us as once again we commence with our daily devotional and our thought for the day. The daily devotional is on the hearing ear. Proverbs 20 verse 12 says, "The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them." How marvelous is the faculty of hearing. Within each ear there's a space not much larger than a hazelnut. This space is crammed with enough electrical circuits to provide a telephone service for a good-sized city. The auditory nerve leading to the brain is only the diameter of a pencil lead, yet it contains more than 30,000 circuits. How sensitive is the eardrum, a tough, tightly stretched membrane less than half an inch across? The faintest vibration causing a minute displacement of perhaps only a millionth of a centimeter is wonderfully transformed into intelligible sound. All this is testimony indeed to the creative handiwork of God. The natural man has no ear for spiritual things. It's the work of divine grace to unstop the ears of the spiritually deaf. The ears of Christ's sheep have been opened. He said, "My sheep hear my voice." Yea more, he said, "They know my voice. He has called them by name." Remember Mary lingering in the garden? Just one word fell from the Savior's lips. Mary. She cried out, "Rabboni." She knew his voice. Martin Luther said, "The sheep, though the most simple creature, is superior to all animals in this, that he soon hears his shepherd's voice and will follow no other." The Lord speaks to us through the scriptures of truth. As John Bergen, great Church of England preacher, once said, "The Bible is none other than the voice of him that sitteth on the throne." In the secret place, ever seek the better part, to sit at Jesus' feet and hear his word. Go to the sanctuary prayerfully, saying with Samuel, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." As we are told in Ecclesiastes 5:1, be ready to hear. There's much attendance without attention, much hearing without hearkening. It should be our greatest joy, truly, to hear the voice of our beloved. Our thought for the day once again comes from Thomas Watson. Take heed of drowsiness in hearing.
Oh,
It's good to have you with us today, and I hope that you've been enjoying the program. I hope also that you'll take advantage of the various resources that we try to make available to you here in Let the Bible Speak. They're yours free of charge if you simply let us know that you'd like to have them. Let me highlight four of them. First, for all who need help regarding the way of salvation and the first steps of the Christian life, we have my booklet, A New Beginning. Second, for those who wish to know more about the beliefs and stand of the Free Presbyterian Church, we have the booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Then we have our Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine, and finally, our monthly Let the Bible Speak tape or CD, a sort of a devotional and instructional magazine on tape or compact disc. Now here's something special. For some time, we have been studying the Law and the Ten Commandments here on Let the Bible Speak, and we're approaching the end of that series. As we do so, we're offering the book that I wrote as a result of the original messages. It's titled Chariots of God, and it's a 300-page in-depth study of the subject. If you've enjoyed the radio messages, then I'm sure you'll enjoy the book as well. While our stocks last, we're offering this book, Chariots of God, A Study of the Law of God, a book that retails for $15, we're offering it free of charge to those of you who request it. Now, if you'd like to receive any or all of these resources, you should write to us or call. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. And our toll-free telephone number for those who wish to call us is 866-877-LTBS. We look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you.
Today we finish our study of the Eighth Commandment by noting that it prohibits all shady trade practices and even extends to the sin of stealing the hearts of men away from lawful authority. As we reach the end of the study, we will find that its final message is that of Paul: "Owe no man anything, render to every man his due," a text that is often misunderstood and misapplied, but that has a vital message for us all. So let's turn to God's Word. All sorts of deceptive trade practices. The Bible mentions a lot of them. Sin, stealing. Then there is one form of stealing. We read that Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. Stealing hearts from submission to lawful authority is a breach of the Eighth Commandment. Satan stole the heart of Eve and then of Adam. That's why we're in the mess we're in today. And Satan has often stolen hearts to set a nation against itself. This is what happened in the day of Absalom's rebellion. He stole the hearts of the men of Israel. And soon you have the nation at war with itself. How often Satan has done that? This country has felt it. Our country has felt it. It's feeling it still. How often Satan has set stolen hearts to set a church against itself or a home against itself. Stealing the hearts of men or women or children from submission to lawful authority is a breach of the Eighth Commandment. Bribery. Fire shall consume the tabernacles of bribery, the scripture says. Bribery breaches this commandment. And of course, stealing from God. Jesus said, it's written, "My house shall be called a house of prayer. You have made it a den of thieves." That's the work of apostasy. They make merchandise of the gospel and they make merchandise of the people of God. That is a breach of the Eighth Commandment. But also so is withholding support of the work of God. Will a man rob God? Malachi 3 asks. Will a man rob God? Will some good, decent, upright, hard-working people who would never think of going into a supermarket and stealing off the shelves, who would be honest enough that if they found that a company had undercharged them by $100 on an item, they would tell them, "You've made a mistake"? Will people like that rob God? "Yet, he says, ye have robbed me. Wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings." In other words, there is a lawful support for the work of God and the gospel. We should give out of love. We should give cheerfully. We should give trusting in our Savior. We should give because of what he has given to us. But on top of all that, there is the weight of law. Will a man rob God? Yes, all too many, even Christians, rob God. So let me summarize. We are not to steal from the poor. And that's true not only of individuals, but of nations. This country has no right whatsoever to maintain its wealth by simply pulverizing third world nations that can't have the economic muscle to stand up for themselves. You're not allowed to steal from the poor. That's the most prevalent form of theft in the world. But neither are you allowed to steal from the rich. How many people think, and I've known people like this, when my employer doesn't pay me what he ought to pay me, so it's okay for me to siphon off a little by the way and make things a little more just and equal. You are not permitted to steal from the rich. In fact, when a case like this would come to law, Exodus 22 verse 3 says, "Neither shalt thou countenance a poor man in his cause."
you will not give favorable treatment to a poor man in the cause of justice. And if he's a thief, he's a thief, and deal with him as such. We are not to steal from the state. Render to Caesar, said Jesus, the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. We are not to steal from the state. Equally, the state is not to steal from its citizens. We're not to steal from our employers. We're not to steal from our employees. We're not to steal hearts from God-ordained authority. And we are not to steal from the Lord. That is the prohibition of this text. Now, if I were to leave it there, it would be simply law. But let me finish very briefly by referring to the pattern which this eighth commandment exemplifies. It calls for hard work, it calls for honesty, it calls for true priorities. Various scriptures support that. Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wing and fly away as an eagle toward heaven. Set your affections on things above and not on things beneath. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart on them. So those are plain commands. But the biblical pattern's far, far more than this. What's the opposite of stealing? We would say honesty. And that's partially right. But it's only partially right. The biblical antithesis to stealing is not mere honesty, it is Christ-like generosity. It is a life of giving rather than a fixation on getting. I can prove that very simply. Ephesians 4:28 says, "Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth." That's the opposite to stealing. Christ-like generosity. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, "Ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich." These last Sabbath mornings we have been thinking in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Now, when a Christian looks at that, what's his response? 1 John 3:16 tells you what the response is. "Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren." Here's the opposite of that greedy, grasping, getting spirit. It is a spirit that is moved by the love of God. It is a spirit that is reacting to the grace of God. It is a spirit of giving, even until it hurts, even unto death. But John adds in verse 17, "Whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him?" I have known rich men see a brother and a friend in need that threatened the very existence, their lives, their home, their well-being. Who could have taken care of the whole need and never missed it for a second. And who wouldn't even help. Those people never think of themselves as breaking the eighth commandment. According to my Bible, they're thieves. Oh, but this is mine. Just think again. Just think again. This is God's for you to do with as He says. How can the love of God dwell in a man's heart if he can see a brother in Christ brought to want and poverty, not do that to help him when it's easily within his power to do so? That's not my question. That's the question of the Holy Ghost. And it's a question that goes to the very heart of that man's religion and that puts the question mark of God over whether he knows Christ or not. Most of all, of course, the opposite to stealing is giving ourselves to the Lord. Do you not know, Paul says, that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? You're not your own, you're bought with a price. So let's not steal from our Creator. Let's not give either ourselves or our substance grudgingly. But rather, as we look at Him who gave His Son for us, as we look at that Son of God who gave His all for us, let us give ourselves and our substance cheerfully to our God and say, all I am and have, I am and I have for the glory of God and the extension of His kingdom. Remembering this, that he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. He which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound unto every good work. I finish as I began. Notice, you have all these things that you may abound in every good work. Remember, to do anything less is to be a thief in the sight of God. Thou shalt not steal. Let's bow in prayer. Once our meeting will be over, he holds us all tonight to stop and take stock before God. What am I? What have I? What have I done with what God has given me? What am I doing with what God has given me? If God's word convicts us of theft in any shape, form, or pattern tonight, then let us put it right before God and provide things honest in the sight of all, rendering to everyone his due.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available
to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we let the Bible speak.